poll, Joe Biden and Donald Trump in a dead heat in Pennsylvania. By Hannah Blow on October 15, 2020. The presidential race in battleground Pennsylvania is tightening. An insider advantage/Center for American Greatness survey released this week shows 400 likely voters across the Keystone State were asked if the election for president were being held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Biden, the Democrat, or Joe Jorgensen, the Libertarian, for whom would you vote? The survey found 45.8% backing Biden and 42.6% supporting Trump. Biden's 3.2% lead is within the survey's +4.9% margin of error. While 2.4% indicated support for Libertarian candidate Joe Jorgensen, 9.3% said they were undecided. The survey found Biden enjoying an advantage among independent voters, 43.8% to Trump's 37.5%. As the Chinese coronavirus remains a top concern for voters across the nation, the survey asked likely Pennsylvania voters if they believe lockdowns are effective to deal with spikes in coronavirus cases in light of the World Health Organization, WHO, declaring that lockdowns are not the way to deal with any future rise in coronavirus, leading to increased poverty. A plurality of voters, 46.1%, said they disagreed with future lockdowns, with 42.9% supporting them. 11% did not indicate an opinion. Notably, Biden has signaled that he is open to future lockdowns, telling voters that he would listen to the scientists. "I will be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus," he said in August. A majority of independent voters, 66.7%, disagree with the prospect of future lockdowns. Trump, meanwhile, has given no signs of reverting the country to a state of mass lockdowns. "It's important that all Americans recognize that a permanent lockdown is not a viable path toward producing the result that you want, or certainly not a viable path forward," Trump said during a press conference in August. "Lockdowns do not prevent infection in the future. They just don't," Trump said. "It comes back many times. It comes back." Trump carried the Keystone State in 2016 by less than a single percentage point.